This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and my sisters, alhamdulillah, we passed through that channel of Ramadan and we celebrated Eid al-Fitr and then we waited for the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And they came and they left, and we celebrated Eid al-Adha, and we sacrificed the animal, and we cut our hair, and we ate from the food, and we enjoyed ourselves. And one of the things that we need to keep in mind now is that we have a long stretch until Ramadan of next year. And so now's the time, especially considering Allah has blessed us with these summer months. It is a time of planning, a time of preparation, a time to prepare for the year to come, or the months to come, the long stretch before another month of Ramadan. And what I mean by this is that we ground ourselves in our deen, that we focus on what is important for us, not only in this dunya, but in the akhirah. You see, many of us, we focus on our existence here. What do I need in order to survive? What do I need in order to provide for my wife? What do I need in order to give to my family? What do I need in order to equip them for the day that I leave this world and they will have to continue on and live here? But we forget a lot of the time that we are meant to equip ourselves for the hereafter. First, before this dunya, And we forget that our rizq is already written from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our earnings, our provision, our wealth, our luxuries, our hardships, our difficulties, our illnesses, our, you know, whatever it is that we go through is written from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already. And so what we need to focus on primarily is, and I don't want to be misunderstood thinking that we all need to drop out of regular universities and go to Islamic universities. I don't want us to misunderstand and think that we all need to become hafidh and alim of the Qur'an and the sunnah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what I do mean is that we need to constantly be conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are an engineer, if we are a doctor, a lawyer, if we are a teacher, if we are an IT professional, if we work in a warehouse, if we drive a truck, no matter what we do, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we need to have within us. What differentiates us is not our wealth and status. What differentiates us is our iman, our taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we take from the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the advice that Ibrahim gave to his offspring is that of which Ya'qub gave to his children as well. Who were the sons of Ya'qub? Yusuf alayhi salam, Binyamin, and the brothers, right? What did they advise their children? Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-din. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed chosen you for this faith. And chosen you, sorry, and chosen for you this faith. As in, He has chosen you to be from amongst those who worship only Allah, and chosen as a deen for us to be the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ al-Islam. What is al-Islam? Submission. And so look at what they tell their children. Allah has chosen this faith for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ So do not die, do not leave this world, except that you are in a state of full submission. My brothers and sisters, when we think of full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our children are playing video games, that can be something that is downtime, time to relax, time for them to just be free and away from many of the other responsibilities. But we need to train and educate them, no matter what they're going through. I just use video games as a simple example. We need to train them and educate them to be conscious and aware of Allah, even when you're playing the video games. Many of us have that clock in our house. When it's time for salah, what do we hear? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If the video games don't stop when it's time for salah, then we should ask ourselves as parents, when I'm eating my food, or when I'm doing something around the home, when we are cooking or cleaning or doing any chores around the house, and we hear the adhan, do we stop? How can I expect my children to stop and pray their salah when they're enjoying themselves as children, when we as adults are not doing that our own selves? When we're outside cutting the grass and washing the car and doing some work around the house, and dhuhr goes and asr goes, and we come in and we say, oh subhanAllah, it's almost time for maghrib. And we rush and we pray dhuhr and asr, and then it's close to maghrib time, so we pray maghrib. This is not from the deen. To miss the salah because of the rizq that Allah provided. Allah provided the grass. Go and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. In fact, make wudu, bring your mat, put it outside and pray on the grass. Enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we need to educate ourselves first and then share it with our children. Share the knowledge that we gain with our offspring. And Ibrahim and Ya'qub alayhim as-salam, they shared this advice with their children. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Do not leave this world except that you are in a full state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, there's a problem in our society. In fact, there's a problem in our Muslim communities. The problem is that we've made Islam, we've made our deen more ritualistic than realistic. We have made the sacrificing of the animal, as an example, a ritual of Eid. We go to a store, we pay them the money. We pick up the meat, we bring it to a masjid or an organization, we drop it off and alhamdulillah, my job is done. That's not what's meant from us. The sacrifice is not a ritual. The sacrifice is an act of ibadah, salah. Just like we gave the example of the sacrifice, salah is not a ritual. It's a realistic lifestyle. It's what we are meant to do, day in, day out, five times a day. In the morning, in the heat of the day, in the evening, in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to Him in submission. And we see that Ibrahim alayhi salam instilled this within his son Ismail. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, the two of them, father and son, parent and child, stand after working, after building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they make dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. But today what we see happening is the parents are spending their wealth, giving it in sadaqah, building masajid, helping the poor, looking after orphans, feeding people around the world, digging wells, providing water. And our children are on looking, going, okay, when I get older, these are things I need to do. When they get older and their parents pass away, they feel, I need to do this for my parents because for their sake, they needed this. For their sake, this was what made them happy. No, we do things for the sake of Allah. We do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our children should be so ingrained in doing those actions with us, knowing that we are submitting to Allah in doing this. Not that I have to do this because of the responsibility, once it's done and over with, alhamdulillah, done. Let's move on with life. No. It should be a regular concern in our minds. This event is coming up. Eid is coming up. Jumu'ah is coming up. Fajr is coming up. Isha is coming up. A program is coming up. I need to prepare for it. Work is coming up. School is coming up. You know, exams is coming up. All of the things of the world, whether Islamic or non-Islamic, because everything is Islamic, as long as we as Muslims are following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, everything becomes an act of ibadah. But we have to have that mindset. You see, Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our progeny from amongst those Muslims as well. And I will end with this simple example. Many young adults, I'm not talking about your teenagers, I'm not talking about the little children. Many young adults, even of the age of marriage, they come to see me and they say, you know what, I need to do a nikah just to please my parents. I need to do this Islamic action just to please my parents, because the deen in their lives became a culture and not a way of life. Deen is not a culture. Religion, our faith, our submission to Allah is not just a culture. It is our way of life, simple, easy. This is how we live as Muslims. Not that, oh okay, this is the time of the year we do this and khalas, we move on. So my brothers and sisters, the message for today is, ingrain the deen within our lives and instill it within the lives of our children simultaneously. Educate ourselves and educate our children and make them a part of it as well. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for every single one of us to do so. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله, please make it easy for us to instill the values of this deen within our lives and the lives of our children. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to follow that which you have presented to us in the Quran as well as in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please remove all hardship and difficulty from our lives and all of us that are experiencing any sort of difficulty, even the pricking of a thorn, make it a means of forgiveness for every single one of us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'mur bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa ad'uhu yastajib lakum. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ.
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ شَهْدَ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ شَهْدَ النَّبِيُّ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَيْنَ صَلَاةُ أَيْنَ الْفَلَاحُ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط
Thank you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Once again, if I didn't see you on Eid, Eid Mubarak to you and your family. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salihil a'mal. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.